We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Yud Chesam Beis, Masechta Shabbos, Daf Yud Chesam Beis, and we're beginning three lines from the top. We're in the middle of the Shiloh of Shvisas Kalim. Zog the Gemara, Man Tana Loha, the Tana Rabbanon. Who's the Tana of the following Braisa? It says in the Braisa, Lesamale Isha Kedera, Associates for Sermonson. You should not, a person, Isha, should not fill up a pot full of certain type of beans, like lima beans. Take a very long time to cook. And you put it on before Shabbos, it's going to have to cook the whole Shabbos. So you shouldn't put it into a pot before Shabbos. Right before Shkia, put it into the oven. And if you did this, it's also Shabbos. You have to wait how long it takes to cook, because you did an Issur Rabbanon of putting it into the Issur Rabbanon, or maybe it's the Raisa of cooking it. We'll see in a second. You did an Issur. The same idea. In those days, and even these days, a lot of people, when they make challah for the yeast, they use hot water. So the baker wanted to make fresh challah matzah Shabbos, fresh bread, so he has to have hot water. How are you having hot water? In those days, they didn't have urns, so he used to fill up a pot of water, put it in the oven, and sat in the oven over Shabbos. And this way, you'll have a hot water after Shabbos. So, you shouldn't fill up a barrel full of water and put it into a tanner erev Shabbos v'chashecha. From also, if someone did this, it's also Shabbos, and you have to wait as long as it takes to cook a pot of water. So you see, clearly, it's also to do this on Shabbos. So who is that like? Leima Beishamai. Maybe it's Issa the Raisa of Jesus came like Beishamai. Leim Beishamai Beishillel. Maybe this price is Beishamai and not Beishillel. And it seems like that we don't really want to learn that this price is Beis Shammai, and therefore it's a kasha. Say, this is Beis Shammai, not Beis Hillel. Now, you just have to speak out. We just finished saying that that's not a big deal. Just be mafkir the kedera. We said you're allowed to make challah on Shabbos, just mafkir the kedera. No problem, Shvisas Kalim. So why did it say it's also to Beisha to fill up and make beans, lima beans, have a posh deitza, be mafkir. So the Mepharshim explained that this heter that they gave to the mafker, like Tosha says, really needs a farah 3, it's not so lechatchila. And the Chazal only let you do it for mokum tzarech Shabbos. You need food for Shabbos. But if you need it for after Shabbos, I guess that sheikher also, I was saying, it must be you needed the beer for Shabbos also, I guess. You need only tzarech Shabbos, they were allowed hefker. But if you need it for after Shabbos, there was no heter to do the hefker. And Fidah Rasba as well. We said Fidah Rasba was like a Hefker Bez and Hefker. Also, they only made a Hefker Bez and Hefker for Tzarek Shabbos, not for Tzarek after Shabbos. That's just a speak out. But back to the Braisa. The Braisa says that you're not allowed to put a pot with beans in the oven for Shabbos. Or a baker can put water in the oven for Shabbos. And Shabbos, why not? It sounds like Beis Shammai, Shvisas Kalim. And for the Gemara, a famous thing, a filotema Beis Hillel, even Beis Hillel, here it's different, also different reason. You know why? Gzeira Shem Yechata Bekolim, the famous Issa of Shehiya, you're not allowed to leave something on a fire over Shabbos that's not covered. Why not? Because Shem Yechata Bekolim. You're going to sit there, your beans, wake up Shabbos morning, see your beans, oh, yeah, these lime beans take so long to cook. It's not, the fire is not big enough for something Yechata Bekolim. And he'll be over is the rice of Avara. Same thing with the Nachtaim. He'll be so worried about his water because the water tends to cool off, like Taisa speaks out. And because he makes a very small fire, he doesn't want the water to cook out. So he's going to try to rev up the fire a little bit to make sure it's hot for Matzah Shabbos. So it's a Shema Yechata. That's why you can't put something on a fire for Shabbos, because the Issa of Shema Yechata. And the only Eitzah will be, like the Gemara says in Parakira, if you guard for cotton, if you cover the fire, then it'll be fine. If that's the das base hill, he holds it's a shem yichata. So mugmer v'gafras not be ligzer. So how are you allowed to do mugmer v'gafras? The sulfur and the spices under the clothing, under the kalim. We said that it's mutter in the brayso amar aleph. L'chayra, why you have exer of shem yichata? So tomorrow, no. Hosam le'mechatlu. Do you never be mechata? Why not? You never stroke the flames. Why not? The mechata, if you stroke the flames, salkuba kutra, smoke comes out. And smoke in your clothing or in your kalim is no good. V'kashi lahu. That's no good to have smoke in your clothing. Fek the Gemara, unin shal pishton, that we had in the Mishnah, that Beisil says it's mutter, and unin shal pishton are in a tanner, and l'chayra, why you have shem yechata? Nami ligzar, we go to shem yechata, maybe you stroke the flames. Zok the Gemara, hosam, But keeping the kashya luhuzika, since the you open the oven door, air will go in, and that's not good fit. Loy megalile, you're not going to open the oven door even because you let air into it. It ruins the flax. You're not going to do it. No chashash, you can do that. Right, the Gemara tzemer liyira ligzar. Another case of our Mishnah. The Mishnah says you let it put tzemer into the pot, let it die, get a die over Shabbos. You let it put it there over the fire over Shabbos. So why have gzera shem echata? It's not going to have a problem of any smoke because it's in a pot. So why isn't the gzera of shem echata? So Mishnah says you're right. This is gzera. Amashmuel biyira akura dafka that it was taken off the fire. This Yairah is not sitting on the fire anymore. It came off the fire. And that's where it's mutter, according to Beis Hill. You let us keep it soaked off the fire. It's still hot. You let it do that. But you now let it keep it on the fire over Shabbos taka kushem yechata. Even if you take it off the fire, and it's in a clear region, nechashem megas, but why you choshes v'hagasa? You might mix it. And Rashi learns that Hagasa will be a problem of Bishul. That's Pashas Lashon of Rashi. That if you mix it, it's a problem of Bishul. And which is a little problematic, this Rashi. Rashi says that's what it is, be Bishul. Tosfos speaks out, Dilma Megas Ba, Tosfos speaks out, have a Tseveya. When you're worried, you might mix it and you'll be over the Issa of Tseveya. V'nechashem Megas Ba, and for the Gemara Ba'akura V'tucha, not only is it removed from the fire, it's also cemented, the cover is cemented down, and it's a hecker, you won't come to open it and mix it. Akaponim, that's what comes out from our Gemara, very important Gemara, that even Beis Hillel will agree, you can't leave something on the fire that needs cooking, over Shabbos, Kushem Yechata. In all other cases, we said either it's not the Bimechata stroking, the flames won't be good for it, or it's talking about a case where it's off the fire. That was the case of Tzemel Yerim. So the Gemara Vayit, now that we established, there's an Issa called Shem Yechata, so Hai Kedera Chaisa, a Kedera with raw meat in it, Shari La'anucha, you're allowed to put it, Erev Shabbos Mechashecha B'tanura, that you're allowed to do Shehiya on it. You're allowed to put it in the Tanur without a blech, on Erev Shabbos, a raw piece of meat. Why? I Shem Yechata, my timer. Kivan lechazi leorta. There's no way, those days there wasn't such strong ovens, there was no way that meat will be ready tonight. And tomorrow morning, it'll for sure be ready. So there's no chashash Shem Yechata. Kivan lechazi leorta. Asuchim asnatimnei. He's Mesir Das tonight, Mitte. I'm not going to eat anyway. Leosh lechatu yicholim. He's not coming to stroke the cholim. And tomorrow morning, it'll be ready. So therefore, we're not worried about Shem Yechata. So a raw piece of meat, according to Medina de Gemara, is mutter Erev Shabbos. Another way that's mutter is if something is cooked. If something's cooked, it's also mutter to do shehiya. Why? Because you're not going to worry about it. It's cooked already. Now, what does it mean cooked? So Rashi sounds like cooked means if a shell is called tzarka. Taisa speaks out if it's meichel ben desoya already, that's enough because Taisa is passing like Hananya. We'll see in Parakira that if something's k'meichel ben desoya already, is no chashash shem yechata. And this is more a sugi of Parakira. I just want to speak out that Tosfos speaks this out. That we're talking about here. Boshel means Meichel ben Desoyi, and Rashi Mashma means called Sarka. And it's a big tumult. We learn Kira. This machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. What's the case that's Aser? Boshel loy Boshel Aser. If it's not cooked yet, then it's Aser. Tosfos means if it's less than Meichel ben Desoyi, that's where there's an Issa of Shehiya, because he might be Bechata. And for Rashi, if it's not a special called Sarka, also it's already a Chashash of Shehiya. And the problem of Shem Yechat. And the Gemara ends off with the last klal. If you throw into the cholent a raw piece of meat, a raw bone, literally it means, that you're not going to eat that tonight because it's raw, and it's not going to cook tonight, then it makes the whole thing mutter. You can do shia on the whole thing. And that's I just want to speak out that this heter of Kedera Chaya is a big shaila if it's still negeya hayoim, because since our ovens cook so strong, there's no mesiach das, and maybe it's still chashash shem yechata. But we're not getting into that right now. So the Gemara weiter. So that after we established that shem yechata, we said gave you four halachas about shem yechata. We said if it's raw, there's no problem shem yechata. If it's cooked completely, it's no problem. Shemichata. We said it's machlokes what cooked completely means. He's a machlokes by nesoy, which means a third or a half cooked or fully cooked. Then it said boshav loy boshav, which means it's not cooked enough. Then there is shemichata. And if you throw in a raw bone, it's good. So I think more about it. Now that we said before, we established a different part of the salafa, that anything that the zika, if the ear gets into the oven, it's not good, you're not going to open up the oven. Zokt the Gemara, the high bisra the gadya, if you have meat from a goat, like a, you know, veal, some like a little, like a, not just strong meat, ushrik, and it's the and the oven is cemented shut. Shapidami. It's mutter to have shahia. And because here you have tarti litivusa. You have, first of all, the basar. You're not going to open it because the basar will get ruined. And second of all, it has tit around it, so it's a hacker. So that's potter. That's pashut. It's mutter. The barcha, which means a big animal, a gasa, like a ram. It's a big piece of meat. Doesn't get ruined from some steam. Veloy sharik, and it's not cemented shot. That's pashut's asa because you have tartar reisa. A person won't be scared to open the oven and stroke the flames. And also, it's not cemented shot. So it's tartar reisa's asa. But when you have one tartar, when chadal reisa, chadal tibusa, it's machlekes. Let's say you have gadya, which is a lean meat, veloy sharik, and it's not cemented shot, or the barcha, it's a fat meat. Ushrik and it is cemented shot. So you have one litivusa here. Either, you know, one of them has the mila, the meat is better, and one the mila is that the oven is cemented shot. Right. Obviously, it's very easy to open the cement, and the chash is that you're gonna open it, but it's not enough of a hecker. It's a hecker, but a shav has enough. So Rav Ashi holds one hecker is enough. Either being one hetter or hecker is enough. Either being a hecker is enough, or being a gadia is enough. Rav Yirmiyahu Difti Aser. Rabbi Yirmiyah Difta holds, it's Aser. So it comes out Fidus Gemara, there are fear of Yirmiyah being Sharik is not enough. Being Sharik is not enough. You have to have both. You have to have Sharik and Barcha. You have to have a big piece of meat with where the Zika won't hurt it. To make it Aser, you have to have two things. It has to be a Gedi and it has to be Sharik. You have to have two milas. Sharik alone is not enough. That's called fear of Yirmiyah. I was going to speak out, Kasha. The problem is, before the Gemara said, but Unin Shal Pishton, this Amma, just learned 2 minutes ago, Unin Shal Pishton, it said that there, if you, it's Akura Vatucha, it's enough. So, L'chaira, by Unin Shal Pishton, it said that it's enough. No, forget. It said Unin Shal Pishton, that you're not going to open the oven, Koshla Zika. Koshla Zika is enough, it says. It says before Unin Shal Pishton, Koshla Zika is enough. And here we're saying, Koshla Zika is not enough. You need Koshla Zika and cemented chot. So, what's that? If you hear me, I can argue on the brisa. It's a brisa. It's a Mishnah, really. The Mishnah says, Unish Pishas Mutta. We said, what's the case? Koshla Zika. So, how does Yirmiyah learn the Mishnah? So, you have to say, there's a few truths in Moral Teretz is that there, the Reach is Mazik even more. And since it's Mazik even more, there, even Rabbi Yirmiyah will agree that's enough of a reason that I'm not going to be Mechata. Because there, if I open up the oven, by Unin Shal Pishton, it'll definitely ruin it. Here, it's wishy-washy. Akapanam Chalukas Rav Ashi and Rav Yirmiyah, if you have one litivusa, is it enough? Rav Ashi holds, yeah. If it's just Gedi, or if it's just Shirik, it's Mutter. Pray to Gemara, Rav Ashi, Dishari, Rav Ashi holds, that's Mutter. But tonight, we'll look to the Mishnah later on, next Mishnah, and tomorrow's Mishnah, it says, Ein Tzaylin Basar, Batzul, Abeitza, Gishitam, Yoyim. You're not allowed to put Dushiya in a with roasting, with sli, you're not allowed to be tzayla basar, batzel, beitzel, and shi'tzel, and v'yayim. Well, if you get done before Shabbos, why? Because of Shem Yechata. I, stam basar, is mashma, even basar of a gedi. So the question is, what has Rav Ashi learned this Mishnah? And for the Gemara, the Mishnah is talking about special type meat. How some the barcha of loishirik? Because Taka talk about a barcha, which is a ram, a big piece of meat, but loishirik, and there, when we're skid, you might open it and be mechata because the ear won't ruin the piece of meat. Ikadamri, another way to learn machlekes Rav Ashi and Yirmiyah. This is even more kuladik. Ikadamri, the gadya, if it's a lean piece of meat, a shvacha piece of meat, bein shirik, bein loishirik, sharpidami. It's mutter to be dushihia. Why? You're not going to open the oven, it's a ruin the gadi. The barchanami, vishark, sharpidami. If you have a fat piece of meat, where you're not worried about opening the oven, but the oven is cemented shut, it's also mutter. Keep ligi, what's the halakha to Rashi Avirim, yeah? Keep ligi, barcha v'lishare. It's not cemented shot, but it's a barcha. Rav Ashi Shari, Rav Ashi holds even here is mutter. And the first we explain why is a mutter, because he holds just, they have to open up the oven, it's enough of a hacker. It's a take your time to open the oven, it's enough of a hacker. Right, you're a difta also, you're a difta also. I, Rav Ashi the Shari, ha'il him this mishnah, but tanah, nain selim basar, basam beitzal, yish yishelim beidyoim. I, Rav Ashi said, anytime you have to open the oven, there's no kshashamichata. Here it's klar, it's shamichata. And the Gemara, it's not talking about in the oven there. Hasam be bisra gumri. It's talking about out of the oven. It's talking about it was just roasting like on a barbecue grill that was open. And therefore there, even Rav Ashi will agree there's an isser of shamichata because everything's open. You don't have to open any ovens. You're not going to remember. You're going to just like instinctively just go and be mechata. Zog the Gemara, Amar Avina, Hai Karachaya. A raw gourd, a raw piece of squash, shabadam. You let put it on dushiya before Shabbos. Kivin the kosh lezika, because since the ear is no good, kibistra the gadi dami. It's like bistra the gadia, and therefore you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to keep it on the, allowed to keep it on the fire. So Ravina is comparing it to basagdi. So it sounds like he's arguing with Rav Ashi, because Rav Ashi holds everything as mutter, even though there's, you don't have kosher lezika, unless you're talking about that it's not a tanner, it's talking about outdoors, then even it could be like Rav Ashi, then even it could be the same thing like Rav Ashi. Bosa Gumri, not in a tanner, then it could be mutter. Zot Gemara Vaita. Going back to Beis Shammai's halachas over here. Said in our Mishnah, so we finished the sugya of Shemichata, now we're going to back to the Mishnah. And we got Beishvisa's Kalim, that we finished that also, with the next part of the Mishnah of Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai said that you're now allowed to sell something to a goy, or load up a goy on right before Shabbos, or magbia imay, and tainim imay, and meichel nachri. Why not? Because when he walks out of your property holding something, or carrying something, or putting something on his animal, we think he's your shliach. That's the halacha in the Mishnah. That's what Shammai says. Tana Barlinton Brayson. Shammai Omrim LaYimka Odom Chevtzo Enochri. A person shouldn't sell his chayfetz to a goy. He shouldn't lend him your shovel and walks out with it on Shabbos. LaYalvenu. He shouldn't lend him money. LaYitain Loi Matana. He shouldn't give him a present. Ella Kadesh Yigia LaBeisa. He has to have enough time to reach his house before Shabbos. If he can't reach his house, we're scared that he's going to be walking with it on Shabbos. And he says, oh, that's Yana's shovel. You're going to see his shovel, and you're going to think that you sent him. You sent him. As long as he can reach, he lives in a certain city, he lives in Shushan, as long as he gets to the closest house to the wall in Shushan, that's enough. Even though his house is another 15-minute walk inside, as long as he reaches the nearest house, that's fine. Since maybe that's his house. So people don't know so much. Think that's his house. They think that's weird. And he can put it down there. That's enough for Beis Hillel. And Beis Hillel really agrees to Beis Shammai be a soida. Just hold that if it's near his house, that's enough. Rabbi Kiva Imer, no. Kadesh Yetzei me Pesach Beisai. Once he leaves your house before Shabbos, it's fine. On Shabbos, you can't leave your house. You know, for example, to bring out the example that if you have boxes for UPS and you say you leave it on your front steps and let UPS pick it up on Shabbos, that's usur. Because to take something out of your house on Shabbos, that's a kuli alma marasai. It looks like he's your shliach. It's a kuli alma problem. But Rekiva says that if the Lord gets out of your house before Shabbos, he doesn't have to reach his destination. It's fine. Om Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, that Rabbi Kiva is explaining Beis Hillel. Hein hein divrei Rabbi Kiva, hein hein divrei Beis Hillel. Loi bar Rabbi Kiva lefaris divrei Beis Hillel. Rabbi Kiva is going to argue on the Tanakama's version of Beis Hillel. Tanakama's version of Beis Hillel is Kadesh Yigia Alabayas Asamach Lechaim. And this, and Rabbi Kiva holds, no, Beis Hillel holds that as long as you get it out of the property on Shabbos, before Shabbos, it's enough, and you don't have to get to any house, not even the house, not the first house, Samach Lechaim. You don't have to reach anything. That's what Rabbi Kiva holds, Pshat and Beis Hillel. And Beis Shammai seems like he holds you have to get mamash to your house. And really, this is a shayla I had to learn in the Mishnah. There's a Rashash and Rashi. Rashi teaches Kadesh Yigil Makom Karav. The Mishnah means until he reaches his own house. And the Rashash says, no, maybe it can mean Bais Asam HaChayim, like Beis Hillel says over here, because the Maaser of Akiva is saying that Beis Hillel holds that you could just leave the house. Look at the Rosh Hashanah on the Mishnah.